WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
A winter weather advisory continues until noontime today, then a wind chill advisory goes into effect at midnight tonight until noontime on Sunday. According to Alex Winter, our meteorologist, cloudy, breezy, chilly, occasional light flurries. We're looking for a high temperature around 18. Breezy, bitter cold tonight. Wind chills plunging to 25 below zero, actual temperature 6 below. Sunday, very little temperature movement, as a matter of fact, down to 20 degrees below zero wind chill, with a high on Sunday of 1. Sunday night, unbearably cold, partly cloudy wind chills to 30 below actual temperature Sunday night, 13 below. Still brutally cold on Monday with a high temperature of 2 above. Monday night into Tuesday, 15 below. Tuesday's outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold with a high of 1. Wednesday, we warm up to 14, following a Tuesday into Wednesday overnight low of 12 below zero. We're currently at 19 with windy conditions west up to 12 miles per hour. A lot of cancellations and weather-related announcements to get to. The Richland County Snowmobile Trails will be open today at 8 a.m. That according to the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. Trails that will remain closed: Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, Boaz to Muscadet. Also, at this moment, there is no trail from Ithaca to the Sauk County line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance do have hopes that some of these will be opening in the next couple of days. Today's Wisconsin State Journal will be delivered late due to the weather. Simon's Recreation Complex closed until noon today. The Village of Muscadet has issued a snow emergency. The City of Richland Center is also under a snow emergency. A little later on, we'll talk about that this half hour, what that means to you. Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center closed today. ET Foods closed today. The Creative Outlet is closed. Robin's Nest closed today. Community First Bank branches are closed. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump closed today. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. canceled. The Richland Center Landfill is closed today and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center closed for today. Junior bowling at the Phoenix Center will not happen as scheduled. The Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for today. Richland Center Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet today. The Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame induction event will not be held. The Westby Wrestling Invitational today is canceled. Teams to participate included the Richland Center Girls Wrestling Team and the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Team as well. The girls team was going to be there. Now, we do have a couple of announcements for tomorrow already. First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, no Sunday church service, and Ash Creek Church will not hold its 9 a.m. service tomorrow morning.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. Oh, oh, oh. got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Joking, right? Oh, well, you think you're something special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever.
Oh, Shania.
That don't impress me.
707, some blowing snow continue. We're down to 19. Carrie Underwood to take us to a look at this week in entertainment history around 720. You gotta undo it.
I should have known by the way you passed me by. There was something in your eyes and it wasn't right. I should have walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for all. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. Picture frame, and I never say your name, and I never will. And all your things, well, I threw them in the trash, and I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna
thank you. What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
Lord knows it won't be easy. I've just gotta try. I can't let myself get lost in his arms. That's how I got my heart broke before. I need 10,000 angels to walk me out the door.
Lead me not into temptation.
Heaven help me to be strong.
I can fight all that I'm feeling,
but I can't do it alone.
Help me break this spell that I'm under.
Guide my feet and hold me tight.
I need 10,000 angels
watching over me tonight.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock. And now the latest information on trail openings for the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. The Richland County Snowmobile Trails will open this morning at 8 a.m. Trails that will remain closed include Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and Boaz to Muscadet. Also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to Sauk County Line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance have hopes some of these will be opening in the next couple of days. If you're willing to lend a hand, please send a message. Please take it easy as the ground is soft underneath and help continue to pack the trails as it's critical for really good trails next week. Today's weather-related announcements include the possibility that today's Wisconsin State Journal may be delivered late due to the weather. Simon's Recreation Complex will remain closed until noon today. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised until absolutely necessary as the winter storm warning continues until noon today. ET Foods in Jaquish Hollow will not be open today. The Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center will be closed today. The Creative Outlet is closed today. Community First Bank branches will be closed today. Robin's Nest is closed today. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk this morning canceled. The Richland Center Landfill will be closed today and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center is also closed today. Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center scheduled for 8:30 is canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for today. Richland Center's Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet today. The Ithaca West and Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. The West B Wrestling Invitational at West B today has been canceled. This includes the Richland Center girls and Ithaca West and girls wrestling teams. For Sunday, January 14th, church service at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has been canceled. Ash Creek Church will not hold its 9 a.m. Sunday morning service tomorrow.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Maine for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Maine in downtown Richland Center.
A winter weather advisory continues until noontime today, then a wind chill advisory goes into effect at midnight tonight until noontime on Sunday. According to Alex Winter, our meteorologist, cloudy, breezy, chilly, occasional light flurries. We're looking for a high temperature around 18. Breezy, bitter cold tonight. Wind chills plunging to 25 below zero, actual temperature 6 below. Sunday, very little temperature movement, as a matter of fact, down to 20 degrees below zero wind chill, with a high on Sunday of 1. Sunday night, unbearably cold, partly cloudy wind chills to 30 below, actual temperature Sunday night 13 below. Still brutally cold on Monday, with a high temperature of 2 above. Monday night into Tuesday, 15 below. Tuesday's outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold with a high of 1. Wednesday, we warm up to 14, following a Tuesday into Wednesday overnight low of 12 below zero. It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. It was on this date in 1972 that NBC television debuted Sanford and Son. In 1939, Honolulu Bound was heard for the first time on CBS Radio. In 1951, the first National Football League Pro Bowl All-Star Game was played. It was held in Los Angeles, California. In 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered. It was also on this date in 2002 that NBC's Today Show had a large 50th anniversary celebration on television. Back in 1954, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio were married. That marriage lasted just 9 months. That on this date in 1954. On this date in 1998, ABC and ESPN negotiated to keep Monday Night Football on the air. It cost them $1.15 billion a season. In 1986, Rambo First Blood Part 2 arrived at video stores. It broke the record set by Ghostbusters for first day orders of VHS tapes. 435,000 copies of the video were sold on the very first day it was available. It was on this date back in 1993 that television talk show host David Letterman announced he was moving from NBC to CBS. And in 1997, Debbie Reynolds received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Celebrity birthdays include Andy Rooney, 1919, Faye Dunaway, born in 1941, Carl Weathers in 1948, Slick Rick was born in 1965, James Todd Smith, LL Cool J, was born in 1968, Jason Bateman and Dave Grohl, both born in 1969. And that's a look at this week in entertainment history. And today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to the year of 1971 and the CBS television network. It was a show created by James L. Brooks and Alan Burns, starring Ted Knight, Ed Asner, Betty White, and of course, Mary Tyler Moore. It's the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
And every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after all.
Yeah.
to my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now? Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare Supplement Insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
So all morning long, and rightfully so, we've been telling you about cancellations and road conditions. We're going to tell you about a couple of things that are still a go today. The town of Ithaca treasurer will, quote, will
be accepting tax payments at the Town of Ithaca Garage today. And the Richland Center boys basketball team will host Alumni Day today. Four teams will play, concessions will be available, and despite the weather, the event will be held. The start time of the first game got moved back a little bit. They'll be playing at 2 p.m. today. Any Richland Center boys basketball alumni are welcome to stop by and play today. A reception will follow the games at the Phoenix Center.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. See who is celebrating in our area on this snowy Saturday. Sponsored each and every day by the great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we do not have a ton of birthdays and anniversaries to tell you about, so if you are celebrating today, you're in pretty special company. Here's a happy 60th birthday to my big sister, Lisa Block, down there in Platteville, from your brother, Daryl Pulvermacher. Happy birthday to a wonderful daughter, sister, wife, mother, sister-in-law, and aunt, Ellen Miranda. Love always from Mom and the entire Krulots clan. Happy birthday to our son, Sean. Knockreiner is celebrating. Sean, happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. Love from Mom and Dad as Sean Knockreiner celebrates today. Ellen Miranda, and an anniversary for John and Joyce Tennant, make the Bloom City Town Crier. Birthday wishes to Scarlett Glick and London Jenkins from the Richland Primary School. And celebrating from the Little Willow Birthday Club, Barb Holiday and Ellen Miranda. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, it's an anniversary wish, or first of all, birthday wishes, Eric Bartles, Allison Benkert, Chelsea Clark, Matt Noble, Ken Passold, and Courtney Lynn celebrating, as well as Marcy Alborn celebrating, and Cameron Cotto from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. From the Richland Center Lions Club, an anniversary wish for John and Joyce Tennant. And some birthday wishes, Casey Marshall, Lexi Meaton, Chelsea Clark, Terry Skelly, and Shay Schmidt, all celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM on your snowy weekend wake up.
We really shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. We'd each be hurting somebody else if we don't say our goodbyes real fast. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Don't even think about a goodbye kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this.
You know, it's something that I say to my wife all the time right before we eat dessert before dinner. Not that that's a bad thing. We really shouldn't be doing this. We don't do it that often, though. 735, 18 degrees, snow is blowing. Let's head to Orleans.
1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Tore out a page from my little black book. Took out her picture, gave it one last look. Hung a big sign out on the door saying, love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride. Topped off the tank for the long, hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville. Yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios. Zyro, see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Gas, hot on the tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Cause I will see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello. Sweet deal with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
That's John Michael Montgomery. Hello, L-O-V-E. We're journeying to 7:45. News coming your way. We're at 18 degrees with Conway and Loretta.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. And Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your loving one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. Too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey, rock and rollers! We're going to have a rock and roll party on Saturday night. I'll tell you what, we're going back to the year of 1974. And we'll be taking your rock and roll requests only a phone call away. When you hear that magic bell, you could be the winner of some great prizes from WRCO's Those Were the Days sponsors. They include Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, and join us for some sweet turntable treats from Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in DeBoscobel. We've got some great rock and roll from 6 until midnight, Saturday night, each and every rock and roll week. So we hope you'll join us. Those were the days, Saturday night. Tell a friend. We're worldwide, baby. WRCO.com, WRCO FM 100.9, and on the Civic Media app.
We have an additional cancellation to tell you about coming up tomorrow. St. Luke Lutheran Church has canceled their Sunday morning 11 a.m. service.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget, the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're down to 18 degrees with blowing snow. This news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick. Town and Country, TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today, then a wind chill advisory goes into effect tonight at midnight until Sunday at noon. Cloudy, breezy, and occasional light snow. We're looking for a high of 18, which will be moving downward throughout the day. For tonight, breezy, bitter cold, light snow possible, wind chills plunging to 25 below during the overnight with a low of 6 below. Partly sunny, breezy, very cold tomorrow, a high just at 1. Sunday night, 13 below into Monday morning. We could see wind chills during the overnight of 30 below. Still brutal on Monday with wind chills during the day of 25 below 0, a high of 2 above. And then Monday night into Tuesday, 15 below. Tuesday, a high of 1. We rebound to 14 on Wednesday. Our daytime high, it's going to be actually a nighttime high, 27 at midnight. We have steadily moved downward since then. We're at our morning low of 18 degrees. We'll have a list of cancellations during our news coming up next.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
And now the latest information on trail openings for the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. The Richland County Snowmobile Trails will open this morning at 8 a.m. Trails that will remain closed include Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and Boaz to Muscadet. Also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to Sauk County Line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance have hopes some of these will be opening in the next couple of days. If you're willing to lend a hand, please send a message. Please take it easy as the ground is soft underneath and help continue to pack the trails as it's critical for really good trails next week. Today's weather-related announcements include the possibility that today's Wisconsin State Journal may be delivered late due to the weather. Simon's Recreation Complex will remain closed until noon today. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised until absolutely necessary as the winter storm warning continues until noon today. E.T. Foods in Jaquish Hollow will not be open today. Christie's Sunnyside in Richland Center will not open today. The Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center will be closed today. The Creative Outlet is closed today. Community First Bank branches will be closed today. Robin's Nest is closed today. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk this morning canceled. The Richland Center Landfill will be closed today and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center is also closed today. Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center scheduled for 8:30 is canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for today. Richland Center Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet today. The Ithaca West and Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. The West B Wrestling Invitational at West B today has been canceled. This includes the Richland Center Girls and Ithaca West and Girls Wrestling teams. For Sunday, January 14th, church service at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has been canceled. Ash Creek Church will not hold its 9 a.m. Sunday morning service tomorrow. Due to the snow accumulation, officials from the City of Richland Center have announced that a snow removal emergency is now underway and will expire Sunday morning at 7 a.m. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the City of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. While the snow emergency is in effect, vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed
at the owner's expense. Overnight off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots in downtown. The 5 municipal parking lots include the parking lot south of the fire department, parking lot south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot on South Jefferson Street east of Quick Trip, the parking lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near Mill Pond Park. Vehicles do need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. The Village of Muscadet has issued a snow emergency. This means no parking on any village streets from now and continuing until 10 a.m. Optional places to park in Muscadet include the laundromat, swimming pool, and the parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse and boat landing. As the cold snap strikes this weekend, it's important to make sure your plumbing and furnace are able to withstand the frigid blast. Tips and tricks from local experts are to open cupboard doors underneath sinks, allowing heat from the house to warm up the pipes. Remember to unhook hoses from outdoor water faucets or spigots. And make sure that valves near a water heater are in working condition in case you need to shut your water off. If you have an above-ground sewer or septic line, don't remove snow around it and don't drive any vehicles over it. For furnaces, change your filters, and all air vents outside of your house should remain clear of snow to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. For those pulling out the snowblower for the first time this week, it's important to do safety checks before turning it on. Check your surroundings to make sure the snow thrower isn't pointing in the direction of any windows, people, or cars. Then, with this type of snow, it's common to get some snow stuck in the snowblower. So when attempting to unclog it, make sure your hands are not near the propeller. Shut it down and use a stick or other object to unjam it, and always wear shoes with traction so you don't slip in the snow. Snow shoveling can increase the risk of a heart attack. Aspirus DO and non-invasive cardiologist Dr. Varunda Patel shares the common signs.
Common signs are usually you start experiencing shortness of breath, chest pain, any kind of arm pain, whether it's on the right or left side, excessive sweating, palpitations.
She says people who have risk factors for heart disease should be aware that putting themselves in such an exertional position increases the risks.
Snow shoveling can be at least moderately exertional, especially if there is that wet, heavy snow.
Dr. Patel says if you experience any symptoms of strain on the heart, you should stop immediately and seek medical attention. The Wisconsin legislature could work a lot differently after this year's elections with new redrawn districts. Whichever party wins the majority, Democrats say the new landscape bodes well for popular ideas. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer was speaking with Wisconsin Eye.
I would point to Medicaid expansion, gun safety legislation, legalizing recreational marijuana that have overwhelming public support and really are receiving no attention in the state legislature because of the gerrymandered maps.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities. And they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
The Wisconsin Senate Republican leader says income taxes would be cut for Wisconsin families earning up to $200,000 under a plan he is working on. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Thursday that the proposal will be targeted at middle-class families in an attempt to win the support of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has vetoed past tax cuts that applied to taxpayers earning up to $450,000. The representative said at a WisPolitics.com event that the proposal would raise the family income subject to the 4.4% state income tax bracket from about $36,000 to $200,000. Documents released to the Associated Press show that the Wisconsin Judicial Commission this week dismissed complaints filed by Wisconsin's former state records director after he was fired by four liberal justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Randy Koshnick filed the complaints against the justices who fired him in August. He also fired a complaint against the person named to succeed him, former Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Audrey Swarovski. In the complaints, Koshnick alleged that Swarovski cannot legally take office until July 2025 because the state constitution prohibits judges from holding non-judicial offices until their term ends. But the Wisconsin Judicial Commission rejected the complaints on Wednesday. The Grand County 4-H Family Project Day provides school-aged youth, 5K and older, with an opportunity to make items as they explore 4-H projects. At each session, participants will have an opportunity to make a project they can then take home. 4-H Family Project Day will give participants the opportunity to learn new skills, work with others, and have fun. There are 10 different project options encompassing a variety of areas, including woodworking, recycling, arts, crafts, and more. 4-H Family Project Day will be in the Youth and Ag Center on the Grand County Fairgrounds coming up Saturday, February 10th. It will run from 9:15 until noon. You do not need to be in 4-H to attend. The Family Project Day is free of charge thanks to the support from sponsors, participating 4-H clubs, and the Grand County 4-H Leaders Association. Pre-registration, however, is required. Forms are available online at grant.extension.wise.edu. Forms may be filled out online or emailed to jenny.dixon@wisc.edu. You can drop them off or mail them to the Grand County Extension Office, 916 East Elm Street, Suite A, Lancaster, Wisconsin, 53813, or you can call 608-723-2125. The deadline is February 1st.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world. And now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
It's time for today's vital statistics for Saturday, January 13th, 2024. Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville, died on Tuesday. Memorial services will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Westview Methodist Church in Platteville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends may call at Westview Methodist Church today from 1 o'clock until the time of the service at 3. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory of Platteville is serving the family. Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock, died unexpectedly December 22nd at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the funeral home on Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date in the spring. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Voskabel, died Monday at home.